T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with us from the Bucks County Courier Times, there's nobody who can answer these questions better than the man who covers all the sports, the great Kevin Cootey. Hi, Kevin.
Morning, Angelo.
All right, Kevin, let's start with this because this poll is fascinating. We got the link opening up tonight for the first time in 228 days for the Eagles. And this new poll comes out that says of the 5 major sports franchises in Philadelphia, including the Union, by far the worst fan experience is at the Link. You go there all the time. You go to Citizens Bank Park. You go to Wells Fargo Center. Is it that much worse at the Link?
Well, I mean, in fairness, we kind of deal with it at a different level. I mean,
right?
You know, you know, the one knock I'll have on the Link is there's really nothing about the Link that stands out. I mean, you know, if you go to Citizens Bank Park, you know, you have Ashburn Alley and you know, the Fanatic and everything. I think for the Link, just in general, and I've been there for college games, I've been there, you know, obviously for Eagles games, it just kind of is blah. And maybe if that's what they were figuring in, or to be honest, it's just, you know, somebody taking a poll and trying to justify their existence. So, I mean,
national. They did it in all the major cities, Kevin. They did it with 10,000 fans. It was done on the internet, which you never know how reliable that is.
But
when you're in an Eagles game, right, the electricity mm-hmm. there really is beyond what you're seeing at any other sports event in this city, right?
It can be. Sure,
okay.
I mean, but I mean, it could also, I mean, you know, I've sat in that place too, some games where it was completely blah. You know, if you're sitting through one of endless commercials,
and that's a good point.
If you're sitting there in an endless commercial and they're losing at like, and it's like late December, like let's say, let me give you an example, the Giant game last year. That was right before Christmas,
right?
Where they were pretty much out of it and everything. You know, yeah, they won, but it was just one of them nights in that building. It was like, you know, really like not a lot of energy. A lot of people had given their tickets away and all that. So,
all right, let me get to the game itself tonight, then, Kev, because I'm sure you'll be there. It's the first time we get to see the Eagles up close this season. Lots of changes. Let's start with Wentz. All right. Wentz going to play a couple of series. What are you looking for from the kid tonight?
I think a little bit of a continuation of what you saw last week. And I thought that it was encouraging that he felt, you know, yeah, he only played a series, but he felt there was things he had to work on. I thought he looked really good last week in that one series, just to see if he progresses and keeps a little bit of that going. My main thing involving Wentz, actually, is I want to see that first-team offensive line play a lot better than they did last week.
Hollis is nodding right now, Kev. You know what? And Hollis made this point last week, Kevin. They got to develop a run game.
Yeah.
They got to develop a run game. And Hollis has doubts that they're going to be able to do that with an undersized center. Right, Hollis? You're worried about that. Blunt. What good is Blunt if the other guys are in the backfield all the time?
One question I have for you, Kevin, is a black collar rub double that they need to get the movement on the nose guard to get up to the linebacker before you have running game up the gut. If you notice, all our runs are to the sideline. We have a downhill uh-huh. runner. What are they going to do about that?
Well, and that's something I think that as you said, that the main concern for me would be Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
I mean, if you cannot get more of a push up the middle, especially with LeGarrette Blunt, I just don't know where this goes. I think the other thing, too, is Jason Peters. I know it was a short time for him last week. I thought Jason Peters did not look good last week at all. And
wow.
I would like to think it was just a little bit of rust, you know, preseason, first game rust. See if it's any better tonight when you get a little more action out of him.
All right, let me throw in another name. that I think is a big hot seat item, Mark. Pay attention, hot seat.
Gotcha.
Hot seat item. Aguilar, right? Mm. Aguilar now is the first choice for the slot receiver position. Uh-huh. He got one ball thrown him and didn't look ready, and then it clanged off his hands on the conversion. Kev, you guys are seeing him in practice. He's got to start showing it somewhere other than just when no one's watching, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to start. You got to start to see. The one thing, Angelo, is that they have different options in the slot. So I don't know if they don't get what they're expecting out of Aguilar.
Yeah.
I just think that what they need right now is they just need Aguilar needs to do it just to get his confidence up. You don't want to get in a third preseason game and still be struggling. But, at this point, they have other options. I don't think that it's that pressing that if Aguilar, now that you traded Jordan Matthews, if Aguilar doesn't play well, then suddenly, they're in deep trouble at wideout again. I think that they do have more options than they've had in the past.
I like Hollins. And if that's what we end up with, I think we could all live with that based on what we saw in the first one. Hey, Kev, the other side of the ball, I mean, all eyes are going to be on Ronald Darby. What do you think? Is he going to play much? And is he automatically, based on what you've already seen, a huge upgrade over what they had?
Yeah, I think he's an upgrade. I mean, look, anything's an upgrade at corner from right. what they've had. I'm not a big Howie Roseman fan. I thought that going out and getting him was aggressive. And it kind of shows that Howie is filled into the hole that they really need to fill in. I mean, if Ronald Darby, and then you eventually put Sidney Jones on the outside down the road, boy, I'll tell you what, you may actually have a pretty decent cornerback duo. And I think that's something that I'll give Howie credit on with this. So, to me, that's going to be the main storyline tonight.
Yep.
And just to see, quite frankly, if they plug up that area, going forward here. The second and third preseason games are always the most critical to watch that, and I think you'll have a better grasp on what this cornerback situation is going to be by the time next week is over.
All right, Kev, I got to switch sports for a second here. I don't know if you heard the cut I played a few minutes ago. Pete McKinnon was on, and Pete McKinnon said, I asked him, how do you think they'll evaluate you? And he said, all I could tell you is I can get this job done. I'm a good manager. And then I watched the game yesterday. And they looked very poorly managed. Even L.A. called them out. Kev, are they a well-managed team?
Right now, I don't think they're a well-anything team. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, they don't pitch. They don't pitch well. There's times on the offense where the lineup is a little messed up. Do I think it's all Pete's fault? No, I think there's a lack of talent. You're starting to bring these kids up. I mean, you're starting to bring Williams and Hoskins up and all that. If you don't see better efforts than the one you got yesterday, that's when the Magic gets in real trouble here. And I don't think Pete McKinnon is going anywhere for the rest of this regular season, but on October 1st, anything goes at this point, and especially if you lose 100 games, I don't see how you could justify bringing him back.
So you're leaning now that he will not be back, if you had
that's
to say.
That's my own hunch. I mean,
yeah, me too.
It's one of those things. Yeah. I also wonder, Angelo, if this is going to involve changes in the coaching staff, if maybe they go and say, Pete, you got to do this. It's will Pete let go of Bob McClure or some of the other coaches on the staff.
Rhea has a coaching change she'd like to make right now. The guy at third base, Juan God. Samuel. She was looking at me confused, and I'm going, Rhea, you killed him 2 days ago. Juan Samuel is lousy.
I know everybody loves Juan
Samuel.
He won.
Oh, my God. Well, I realize Odubel shouldn't have run with the bases loaded, though, on Sunday, But normally you would try to score on that fly ball, wouldn't you, Kev?
It was medium length. I thought that Galvis should have been sent. But I also understood a little bit nobody out. You don't want to necessarily, make this, you don't want to run two outs there, at the plate, and kill an at rally. Unfortunately, a double did it anyway. Yeah. And that's the other thing, Angelo. And I wrote this on Monday. The thing about the Herrera mistakes are something that could end up really dooming Pete because everybody looks at his numbers, and the numbers are great. And if you're a GM, if you're Matt Klentak, and me speculating, but if you're Matt Klentak, you're going to go, wow, man, those numbers are really good. I know he makes the mistakes. Maybe somebody else will get him to stop making the mistakes if they continue here. So that's where I think that's a danger for Pete McCann. If Herrera keeps making these kinds of the base running mistakes, the little mistakes that he's made, that eventually somebody may say, let's try a different voice to see if we clear that up.
I like it. Cap, final score tonight. No, you were really going to give me one. It's preseason, Kev. We don't care.
That was mean.
That was not nice.
You were really good. I've never asked anyone that.
I was wondering, really? He's asking for a final score of preseason?
No one will be watching in the fourth quarter.
24-17.
Kevin Cooney, you're the best thing happening, Bucks County Courier Times. Thank you, Kev. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Angela.
Great insights into what was going on. I've never...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.